Welcome
back
to the last Tay Time podcast of the year.
Gosh, 2023 went by
real quick.
I don't think so, actually.
You know, I was actually thinking it didn't go by at all. Like, I was, you know, when I, we'll get into it later on, but when we were trying to do what we're doing now, I was just like, wait a minute. I forgot about some things because I was like, damn, I feel like that was like last year.
Like, so much happened this year, right?
Yeah, you know? So, like, it's actually been kind of hard to stay, like, you know, like, be like, oh my God, what year are we in?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
I agree. I think, but you know what? Do you know what my mantra, whatever, will continue to be for next year is, we have so much time. You've seen this in my vision board, but like, I think this year proved to me that we have so much time just because there's so much we can do and achieve in like just in a year.
Yeah.
And a year of your life is a really long time if you commit to whatever you want to commit to, you know, like a lot of, you can completely transform your job, the way you look, career, like so many things.
Damn,
you can
she's
change
dishing
in
out to you guys the motivation. It's not even New Year's. Yeah, she's dishing out to innovate.
I mean, it's perfect timing, right?
Yeah.
It's like, go with this.
Go with this.
You have so much time into the new year.
You have so much time.
You do. And it's true. And it will reflect in today's topic of like what Farouk has chosen. But before we get started, guys, you're gonna see us in 4K now.
Yes.
There's a lot.
As you can, if you're watching, you can see the MacBook is now black. Space black, to be specific.
And some pretty stickers.
I had to hurt my wallet for you guys.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. I didn't want this goddamn thing. I got this thing because you guys want more, do more, and by you guys I mean her. Well, 4K video, and to edit 4K video, you gotta have something that works a little better. Like, my PC is good, but it cries when I load 4K videos on it.
Yeah.
So I had to go get this, and obviously as well for portability, you know, like if you want to be doing podcasts on the road, doing whatever, wherever, so like I can't be lifting my PC with me everywhere.
And editing.
So like, and obviously it's gonna render stuff way faster, we thank God. Like an hour render for 1080p took like an hour, so you can guess if I wanted to render 4K how long that would have been. Okay, but
I'm extremely excited.
Yeah.
I haven't even played with it enough, but I know you dropped a good bit of cash.
€3,099. But do you like my stickers? Look at my stickers.
You know, Chloe like and Nia brought them from Japan, so.
Yeah. Well, no, these are my stickers.
Are they yours?
These are my stickers.
I thought you used the Jujutsu Kaisen.
She had the Sukuna. They gave me a Sukuna one that I do have on, I think it's on yours. I put on yours.
Yeah, I used one, yeah.
I used it on yours. And then the other one, yeah, but these are my stickers.
Because you've been keeping them since we were
I've been
Japan.
Waiting.
Yeah.
Because I knew I was going to do this. So I put my stickers. They're
and
like, I know, cool.
Girls, your stickers will be used too. I wanted to do Farouk like a little present, and I made them go through all the way to the jump store and like try to look for Jujutsu Kaisen. So it was like quite the adventure for them.
Yeah, thanks, girls. Really appreciate it. Thanks, Radu. Really appreciate it.
Anyways,
the weekly stand up.
Please go ahead.
My weekly stand up is I went to Chile for Christmas, not on my own free volition. I had to go there because of certain people in my life.
Yeah, your godson's birthday.
Yeah, and because of you and because of my family. Okay, it was long. My weekly stand-up for the first time is just not a good one. It was long coming back. Oh my God. Like, for some reason, the drive back from Chile this time just felt so long.
That's crazy because I said to you in the car, that went by so fast. And you said, yeah, it actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
And now you're here.
No. Like, at the end, it was good. But at the very start, like, when I was on my ones and you were sleeping, it felt long. And also, when we were driving to Chile, it felt very long. So,
yeah.
I don't know why this time. I think it's because things were just dark and gloomy and cloudy and whatever, and rain. But, like, usually I'm used to driving back up and down to Chile in rain. Like, literally, like, for the longest time, for, like, I think over 2 years, when I was driving to Chile, I mean, for, like, a year and a half, when I was driving to Chile, I was never driving in the sun. I was always driving at night or, like, you know, in the rain. So, it's only recently I started driving in the sun. And I think I took that for granted because, oh, my God, I forgot how annoying it was to go in the dark and the gloom and whatever. So yeah, that sucked. But being down the street was nice. It was nice seeing everyone again. That was fun. I really enjoyed that. So that's, I guess, the good part of my weekly stand-up. But yeah, I just said I'd fill you in on that.
Oh, lovely. my weekly stand-up is, as like per usual, related to a TikTok I've seen.
Oh, just, you live your life on TikTok.
I do, actually. So it is what it is. You have to deal with it. But I saw this TikTok of this guy saying that he's really bad at replying to messages, to his friends' messages, right?
Yeah.
And he will continue sending TikToks while ignoring the messages. And that irked me. That just like really irked me, because I just can't fathom like not responding to someone, especially because I'm on my phone like
all the time.
Really.
You should see her screen time, guys. It's crazy. But you know what the funniest thing is? Her screen time is probably like average in comparison to all of you guys, because you're all crazy.
I mean, like, I spend a lot of time on my Kindle as well, so I feel like I'm dividing my time up
still screen
a
time.
Lot, but it is quite high, right? So I'm someone who replies like pretty much straight away, just because I
except for the random times I decide to message her, she seems to not reply quickly, but she replies quickly to everybody else. Damn, interesting.
Yeah, well, pick up the phone and call me if you want some from me. Anyways, I just really like to, and in the rare instance if I haven't replied to a message but I'm on TikTok and want to send them something, I won't send it until I go and reply to their message first, because like I don't want it to look bad, like, oh, I'm sending you TikToks while I'm ignoring you. That's just not fair.
Yeah, no, I have a few friends who are very bad at replying to messages.
Does it bother you?
No, I don't really care, to be honest. Because I know what to expect from them. I'm like, yeah, this person replies late, this person replies late, okay, whatever. Like, and it's funny because I'm the friend that replies like instantly. Like, if I don't reply instantly, the guys are like, what the fuck? What's going on? Are you alive?
She dead?
You know, like, you know, because I always reply instantly, but everyone else I know is very bad and reply late. Like, there's only I can literally count my hands the amount of people I know that reply the same way I reply, like on time.
I always reply to you straight away.
I don't know about that one, Chief.
I do.
I don't think so. Anyway, let's get into it.
Let's get into the meat and potatoes.
What
are we doing today?
We are doing our top moments. We're doing Tay Time Wrapped. So Everyone does Spotify Wrapped. Revolut does that. Everyone does it. Everyone's like gives you a little breakdown of the year. And we're doing this thing. Except it's not your breakdown of the year. It's our goddamn breakdown of the year. And what was important to us. So don't even be like, okay, listen, when we name things, don't be like, oh my God, but that wasn't 2023. It was 2023 to me.
Yeah.
It was my 2023, not yours. Mine.
Wait, you don't care about your year? But also, but obviously, comment your own.
Yes,
raps.
Obviously. We'll tell you at the end. You know, like, we're going to, like, whatever stuff we list, you do your list too. You know, like,
for all
engagement
categories.
Matters.
Yeah, please.
So, yeah.
Make sure the question on Spotify is share your whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, we have, well, Farouk has decided to narrow down to five categories. So we'll name top three picks for each of the five categories.
Yeah, and honorable mentions, because there is one category particularly for me I couldn't nail down to three. So you guys can guess which one that was. But
okay, come on.
Every other one.
Do you wanna?
Should we start off? It's just straight off the bat. Oh my God. Okay, we're going to start with our top three.
Oh my God, do you have a
shows list?
Yeah,
I know it off the dome though, to be honest, but I just wanted to go.
Are you more an iPad? You just want,
I don't need
you
an
should
iPad.
Get an iPad.
I don't need an iPad.
Yeah, I'm the one with
I don't need no get in my iPad. Anyway, top three shows. I think if you guys have watched this podcast in this year, you should know which the three shows are. I'm not putting anything in particular order, by the way, because I couldn't write them.
Can I guess?
Go on. My top three shows. I can give you a hint if you want. Like, I don't think it's really a hint. It's kind of obvious. Because the top three were anime stuff.
No, I know that.
But the thing is, it might have, the number four or whatever, five possibly, is not anime, but like top three shows, yeah.
Do you know when those TikToks of like, there's not a single thought behind her eyes?
Yeah, that's
me right now.
She was like, can I guess?
Because I think it's fun to guess, but I have no idea.
Really? No idea.
Like, did
I've literally named all, we have talked about all three on this podcast.
Okay, Jujutsu Kaisen?
Yes, season two of Jujutsu Kaisen, yes.
Demon Slayer?
No.
Attack
that
Titan.
Was a good season. Yes, Attack on Titan.
That's the final season thing.
Yeah, the final season. Final season. And
wait, I feel like I'm ruining it by guessing. You're meant
okay,
to...
Okay. I know you guys can guess the third one after, but Jujutsu Kaisen season 2 has to be there. Without a doubt, it has to be there. Like, anyone who knows, like, that's on Jujutsu Kaisen TikTok, or just the manga has been amazing, but the anime has been spectacular this season. The season two has been spectacular. Like, the whole season started strong and was good, but everyone has called it the notorious 10 episode run. The last 10 episodes of the season was just back to back to back to back greatness. Every time you thought the show couldn't be better, it got better. Every time you thought they couldn't outdo themselves, they outdid themselves.
Yeah.
It was just like, you could watch all 10 episodes without like fully knowing what's going on. And you're just like, you would be like, this is amazing TV. Like, this is amazing TV. And I'm not going to spoil any of the stuff we talk about, but I'm just going to hype them up. It is amazing.
Like, it would have been crazy if it wasn't in your top three, considering you put me through the whole Jujutsu Kaisen Universal studio.
Oh yeah, studios like
that. I was actually gonna watch Jujutsu Kaisen over Christmas so I could surprise you and be like, oh, I caught up, but it wasn't on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Crunchyroll, and she doesn't have Crunchyroll, but well, we have Crunchyroll, but potato potatoes. Anyway, this season has been ridiculous.
Okay, on to the next one.
Ridiculous. And then Attack on Titan, obviously the final season, even though that was a breakup to like 100 billion parts, but we finally got the end of it. We finally saw it in visually, not from the manga, and it was honestly that last episode, the last two specials were amazing. They were amazing. Honestly, nothing like, I don't know how Attack on Titan does it. Like, you know the story, you like, because pretty much all of us have read the manga. Like, you know the story, you know what's coming, and it's still just freaking amazing and pulls out your like emotion. It's amazing. It's amazing. Every single second of it was amazing. And then obviously the last one, we have to give it to one of the GOATs, greatest of all times, One Piece. One Piece did amazing. Yeah. And the reason I said One Piece is because not only did they do amazing with the anime this year, with the Wano arc, and finally putting that to a close, amazing. We finally got the live action, and the live action did not disappoint. Some people will say it did, but I thought it didn't. And obviously, Nicoletta really enjoyed it. And a lot of other people I know who dabble in anime but don't really watch anime or don't even watch anime have all enjoyed the live action.
Yeah.
So I think it has to be under in the top three. It has to be in the top three. What is your top three?
Oh, I don't have shows. I don't have a list for shows. Honorable mentions, I guess, to One Piece was really good, and my America Express, which I'm watching, but I don't think they were really like highlighted enough to make my five categories,
which is very fair.
So I don't have shows, but I do have a book.
Oh,
I have my top three books of the year. And since I knew two of your animes, do you know at least one single book that made my top three?
It's the one you just gave 5 out of 5, isn't it?
Which is?
I don't know the name of the book. I don't know the name of the book.
Of course you don't.
Well, no, because I don't.
Do you even know what the story is about?
Yes, that was that wasn't the journal one.
There wasn't a journal.
No, the one with the journal.
Oh, right, no. Stuff. It that wasn't was that Colleen one. Hoover, no.
Yeah, no. It was the one. Oh.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah, you guys can call him toxic in the comments as many times as you want. Because he'll be listening, but he ain't listening.
I'm listening. I literally remember the last two
books. He's hearing, but he's not listening.
I remember the last two books, but then that third book is escaping my mind. Because that was the third book away. That's a third book away.
Anyways, I'm very picky with my books. I don't give like 5 out of 5 to like pretty much anything. There's only two books this year that got 5 out of 5.
I knew 5 that.
For me. No, you didn't.
I knew that you gave 2 books 5 out of 5 just this 2. Year.
Do you know it was just 2?
I know it was just 2.
Okay.
Because you showed me the list and you're like, oh yeah, only 2.
The first one was Long Shot by Kennedy to Ryan.
Yes, I know that name.
What's it about?
I know that name.
It's about a basketball player. It's like really, 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 really slow paced book, but I just loved it. Like, the story was just so beautiful and slow and like such a slow burn, relaxing book. I just really loved it, but I'm really particular with my books. I don't just like what's hyped, and I find maybe people wouldn't like this, but I loved it. That's all that matters. And then the second book that Farouk thinks he knows what it's called, and now that I'm gonna say, he's gonna be like, oh yeah, the one with the number, Punk 57.
Honestly, I remember the name now after hearing it.
By Penelope Douglas. This was like a really different kind of book that I read, because I read a lot of romance, in case this wasn't clear. But it's a really different kind of book, because the romance is like starts from a really young age, where they're pen pals and they write each other letters. And I just thought it was really, really beautiful when they got to like know each other and meet in person and everything. That was very, very nice. And then the final book that I have on my list is All I've Wanted, All I've Needed by A.E. Valdez. I give this a 4 out of 5, not a 5 out of 5, just because it was a really beautiful slow burn, but I actually didn't like the beginning or the ending. I just really liked the middle of it a lot, and it made up
for the rest of
for
it.
For the crappy beginning and ending. So I just thought it was a really beautiful story. So yeah, those are my top 3 books of the year so far.
That was a pretty good list. And obviously, the goal of this is we are not going to spoil anything. Yeah. And we're just going to tell you how we felt about it. And it's up to you that if you're interested in any of these categories, to go and then go look it up yourself. And maybe we put you on. Like,
Don't forget to put you on. But obviously, also, there's 5 categories. Like, we only have so much time. So if you want a more in-depth analysis, obviously, we can make episodes on specifically shows, specifically whatever.
Exactly. So we don't want to keep you here all day.
Yeah.
We're being careful of your time. Anyway, for me, top games. This was actually really hard, let me not lie, because there was actually a few on this list, but then I had to really boil it all down. Okay, so let's just fire off the honorable mentions. Fortnite had to get honorable mention. Just because they updated, they did the OG season and they updated, and they've now they have 4 games in one. Crazy. Cyberpunk has to get an honorable mention, simply for the fact that not only did I start playing it because of the Edge Runners, which came out at the end of 2022, but like it was amazing to finish at the end of last year. And then they released the DLC, which I'm going to get, and it's just been, I mean, I've played a little bit this year and it's been amazing. And then obviously the other honorable mention would have to be, and I know it's gonna piss people off because it should be in the top 3 list, but it's not, is Ghost of Tsushima. Don't get me wrong, that game was fucking amazing. That game was amazing. That was amazing. It was amazing. I spent so much time playing that game this year. It was so good. But the other 3 that actually are the top 3 for me, obviously in no specific order, is I actually went on a spree of playing the Resident Evil remakes this year. I was like, all the remakes I went through, I bought because they're all cheap on PlayStation Store, so I bought them all and just went through. And honestly, every single remake has been amazing. Every single remake of 2, 3, 4, amazing. And obviously, Resident Evil Village as well. I played that. Amazing. They've just been so good. They've just been so enjoyable. They've just been so enjoyable. Like you would think, oh, but it's just the same formula. It's not the same formula. It is, like, a little bit, but every game is just so enjoyable to play, right? And makes it good. Obviously, another one is Spider-Man 2. Shout out, Ralu.
Yeah, very enjoyable to watch as well.
Such a good game.
I really want
to
play it.
Such a good game. Such a good game. And so amazing. The story's fun. The gameplay's fun. And it's pretty interesting because I didn't really enjoy the first one. But by playing this one, I actually went back to play the other ones because it was that's how much I enjoyed this one.
Did you enjoy the first one then the second time you played around?
I enjoyed it the second time I played after playing the second one. And that's how good the second one. That speaks to how good the second one is. It made me change my mind, you know? And then obviously, Cult of the Lamb. Oh my God. Cult yes, of the Lamb was so good. I was hooked on that game. Like, and don't get me wrong, like, this game has been out since, like, last year or whatever. Like, you know, I played a little bit last year, but, like, this year I just went in. I was just, you know, like, my cult. It was my cult.
And you know why he called it?
Your cult. Because Nicoletta likes your cult to drink. Yeah. So I called my cult
your
cult.
It makes sense.
And obviously, and then I haven't played it, but I do plan on playing it because everyone's going to be like, oh my God, but how about Baldur's Gate 3? Baldur's Gate won so many awards. It looks like a fantastic
game.
What's
that about?
It's like a RPG, but Dungeons & Dragons type RPG. But it's like, you can do so much. It's amazing.
And PlayStation.
Yeah, it's on PC, PlayStation, everything. It's super good. Like, I've looked at gameplay. I really want to get into it, but I know, like, if I'm going to get into it, I'm going to have to push a lot of games to the side. So I'm waiting for it to also go down in price, and then I will go and buy it and play it. And I know I'm going to love it because everyone else loved it. But that is my gaming categories. I hope you agree. If you don't agree, you have bad taste in video games. Bye-bye.
I actually have a gaming category as well.
Shock, awe.
Hurrah. Can you guess? And mine is in a particular order. So mine is 1, 2, 3. Can you guess what made the top
is list? This as you playing it or Backseat Gamer?
No, me playing it.
You playing it.
Me playing it.
Ooh, okay. The moving game or the organ?
So that made the list, as a matter of fact, a little to the left.
A little to the left.
Made the list. Very enjoyable organization game. A cozy game, if you will.
Yeah.
And yeah, that made that was the third.
Okay. I think Odyssey has to be number one.
Absolutely. Because
I played Odyssey this
year. Super Mario Odyssey finally made it to my hands this year. And the amount of time that I invested in it, like, was nuts. Like, to the point that I made Farouk's
Yeah, she gave me Switch. Stick Drift. She put Stick Drift on my Switch. I had to get new control Joy-Cons because she put Stick Drift on my Switch.
But I loved it. I loved it so much. Like, it just kind of brought me back to when I was a child, you know, and I would, like, play it on my cousin's Nintendo Switch. Yeah. And it was just, like, I never had one of my own, so I was never able to play a full, like, Super Mario game. And I'm not a fan of the Super Mario
Kart.
I'm not a fan of that game. That's not, I'm not good at it, so I don't like it. But I like when I can just explore about and, like, do my own thing. And I think Odyssey was just, oh, it was just so beautiful. I loved it so much. It's an old game, I'm fully aware. Yeah. But I loved it. It was beautiful for me. And I got Farouk to help me do some levels, so I really felt like a child. Like, yeah, can you finish this? And then It Takes Two was second on my list. It was a strong contender for the first, because I thought it was one of the most beautiful games I've ever played.
The story is very good as well, actually.
It was beautiful. We played it together, and, you know, there's a lot of frustrating moments.
We finally finished it this year, because we started it at the end of last year, but we finished it this year.
And I don't know, it was just such a beautiful game. Such a beautiful game, playing with two people. I really would like in 2024 to do more, like, joint player games, because I like to play, but I feel like Farouk has a PS5, so he usually plays it, and, you know, it's nice when we play together.
Yeah,
those are my games.
Come on, give us another category now.
I'll give us the next category. Let's go for top three trips.
Of the year.
I think we probably have the same ones.
Like, do we? Okay, I won't, for the first one, I won't go into too much detail because that's obviously part of my top three moments. What I'll talk about it from a trip sense. Japan was freaking amazing. Japan, like, this was our second time going to Japan, and honestly, it was, like, Japan is just beautiful. Anyone who's been to Japan knows, like, it's amazing. It's just so much fun to go to. It's such a beautiful place, such a fun place, such an amazing place.
Is your list, like, 1, 2, 3, like, in order? Because then we can do 1, 1, 2, 2. Do you get me?
Okay. Yeah, I'd have to put Japan on my top one for sure.
Yeah, I would have been side-eyeing you if it wasn't. What?
What was your top trip then?
My top trip was Japan as well. It was our second time going, but this time we had more money. We could do
more money. Like, me?
I also had more money, obviously, but everything was paid for, so all the money I needed was spending money.
Nah.
Like, it's like, you know, when he pays for a 3-course meal
it must be nice.
Michelin star restaurant.
And you buy him a soda.
Or, like, a little crepe off the side of the street. Japan definitely made my...
Oh, no, Japan was honestly amazing.
It was, like, beautiful.
Like, if you haven't already, go watch our series, is Destination Worth the Hype, Japan. You'll hear all about why it's freaking amazing. My second one, this is actually pretty hard, let me not lie, because it was between these. So these two could, like, are interchangeable to me. The second one actually had to be Afro Nation in Portugal.
Okay.
Just because of just how much fun it was, not only with you, but with the whole crew. Like, it was just so much fun. So, like, honestly, Afro Nation in Portugal had to be, like, once again, we talked about it. Go listen to the episode. It was fun. Yeah. Like, it is just so much fun. Like, and the thing is, we went to the second Afro Nation ever, you know, and everyone always goes, like, oh, it'll never be as good as the first one. It'll never be good as good as the second one, you know? And don't get me wrong, like, the Afro Nation itself was not as good.
I wanted to say the same thing. Exactly. Yeah.
But the overall experience,
our personal
experience was as good. I think we made the trip fun. Like, if it was just comparing the absolutely, it was never as good as the second one, right? Or it definitely probably wasn't even as good as the first one. But our experience was just so much fun. And honestly, I it was just such a fun trip to have with, like, her and the whole crew. It was just so much fun.
What was it conjoined with? Or is that your third place?
No, that's my second place. And then the third place, I'll tell you.
Okay. My second one was Romania on the list. it was such a massive highlight, I guess, for me, because it's my country. So it's like going back to see it from, like, a really different lens of, like, exploring the country versus going to just see family. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it was just such a different perspective. And it just felt like, you know, like a kid getting to live their dream. And then Fruk was driving us around and getting to like see the country and like become really appreciative of what it is, because I just had a really, not negative, but like, oh, it's just Romania, whatever. And despite it being the second time I've been personally to Sinai, I was just different being there with you. And because obviously my parents,
I'm so much fun.
Because obviously I was with my parents, and like that was nice, and it was summertime, but this was like more wintry, cold. I just felt like it was such a beautiful trip, and we got to do some like really fun stuff, and it's just us two, and I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, no, which brings to my third point. And as I said, like number two and number three are interchangeable for me, because Romania was actually super cool. I guess the reason it went to number three for me is because I didn't have as low expectations as she did, because I had high expectations and it met my expectations. So like maybe if I had low expectations, I would have met number two. But speak to your country folk, people. Romania was so much fun. Like it was honestly beautiful. Like the country was beautiful. Driving around, seeing like Brasov, Sinaia, all these places, like, and seeing all the castles, you know, and just like being in Bucharest and like all these places, it was honestly beautiful. Like it was so much fun. It was really fun. And the thing is, I always wanted to go, because like even regardless of her, like just because anyone who knows me knows I'm really into like the Castlevania series, and that's made me really interested in like Dracula and all that. And obviously because of that, I'm obviously always interested in Romania, because I always wanted to see Dracula's castle. So like this was like a really cool trip for me, you know. So I was like, oh, and I've always heard from other people, like I know bare like black people and white people who have gone to Romania and be like, oh, it's so much fun, whatever. And so I had high expectations for it, and I met it, honestly. Like I've seen like there's this black girl creator that's on TikTok that goes a lot, but she went there. She said it's actually a really fun place as well. Like it's a really fun place to go to, you know. And there's like things are like there's lots of things you wouldn't expect. You never think, oh, Romania, stuff to do.
Yeah,
you know. But there is stuff to do, and it's also beautiful sightseeing as well. Like you get the best of kind of like both worlds, especially if you're in that area around that Bucharest, you know, all those area places. So honestly, would recommend.
Yeah. And obviously Sinaia, like you said, is like a must.
Must.
It's a must. Yeah. For me, my third is your second. So Portugal made it to my third. But I won't lie, it's really close with Paris. Like I found it really difficult.
Ooh, you know, Paris is my number four.
Yeah, like because I love Portugal. It was with my friends, and like you're with your friends, and like it was like so much fun. But I think Paris was just like, you know, I guess because it was Nandi's first time seeing Paris, so it was just like so much fun, like showing her around, and she was so excited. And I just felt like we were a bit closer, whereas in Portugal you were like with your friends, I was with my friends. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but like I just really enjoyed partying together all the time.
Recess was very good.
But I would give it to Portugal as my third top three.
You know what it's at. Catch us, Miami.
You know where to find us. And the yacht and everything. Oh, it was just like experiences.
Once again, we're just pimping out our other episodes. Go watch the episode. The yacht was sick. Everything was sick. We had a good time. Yeah.
And not having to pay for much myself. I was like,
oh, boy.
And long may it continue.
Yeah, but so I guess we can go on to the next category.
You want to start this one?
No, come on.
You want me to start? Okay, this is top three moments of the year, highlights. And I think we have a conjoined first one, if I'm not mistaken.
She's like, if it's not, you are dying. We are cutting this episode right now. You're dying. You're slaughtered.
So obviously first for me is our engagement. That was the biggest highlight. It was the most beautiful thing I could have asked for. We have a whole episode dedicated to just that. Farouk just really outdone himself. Like there's no other words. I just felt so special. I felt so loved and cared for, and it was just magnificent.
Yeah, no duh. It cost me so much money. It has been number one. No, but honestly, it was super sick. It was super fun. It was really fun to do. Honestly, the proposal was like really sick, because it was like, once again, everyone was asking me, it's like, oh, were you stressed? Were you? I wasn't nervous. I wasn't stressed. But then obviously, like if you guys watched the episode, you know, on the day, shit kind of got rocky a little bit. And then the way it worked out perfectly in the end, was just like, thank God, you know. And it's like, and it all worked out and everything. So like, for to plan something for months, and I mean months, I was planning this thing for months, like with people across the world in different time zones, her not finding out the whole thing, and it working out to fruition and everything working out perfectly. Like, come on. Like, and it's your proposal. Like, you can never get, like, you never can forget that. Like, let alone like after you put in that much effort and for it to work out. Nah, it definitely top one moment in my life. Like, it was sick, you know, like for everything to work out the way it did, and like for everything to just happen, fall in place. The trip itself was sick, the proposal was sick, you know, everything. So like,
it's like a highlight.
It's an easy highlight. It was an easy dub
for sure.
Come on.
The second moment that I have on my list is actually, I guess, a period of time, which was Ramadan for me.
Ooh.
That was like such a key highlight moment for me in the year, because it was the first time that I took part in it. And it was just very enlightening. Using the words, you know.
That didn't even come to my head, because that's just standard every year, bro.
Yeah, but obviously, yeah, I like it was yeah. It was a highlight for me. And it just the whole period as a whole, it was just so nice to like get close to people around me, and using the time to like cook new recipes and share that food with people that I care about. And it's just something that I don't think I'll ever forget, like my first Ramadan, you know.
Absolutely. No, that's pretty sick. My second one was everything you're seeing right now. Find this goddamn house.
Woo!
Find this goddamn house. Like, this was also, and it's another one of those things of like when you've been planning something, working towards it, and then it finally works out, you know, like that feeling of success is just sick. It's sick, honestly. And I'm like really happy.
It's crazy because
really,
you never feel proud of yourself.
I know, but still, like I'm just grateful, you know, like that I was able to do this thing. I like whatever time I was able to do it. Like, I'm grateful. Like, it was long. It was freaking so long, like tedious. And you know, funny enough, I was actually talking to my dad there while I was back in Chile, and he was like, you know, about the house buying process episode, he said I actually didn't even give the full context of how like long and how hard it was.
He's like
I downplayed it, and which is true, like when I look back on it, but like honestly, it was long and tedious and hard and stuff, and to have it like finally work out at the end, I was very happy and very excited and everything. So honestly, like, it has to be like top.
Good job.
It has to be top two. Come on,
I'm proud of you.
Light work. Thanks. Cheers. I appreciate it, guys.
My third moment was moving homes. I think this house was a massive highlight of our year. Obviously, I have like pure joy, and like I'm super happy and proud of you, and like that's all great and whatever. But also, the moving process was like a huge highlight, because Fruit gave me a lot of creative freedom, and I was able to like, you know, help decorate the home. And I think if you can survive moving homes together in a relationship, you're tight, because it's not only is the process of buying a home tedious, but moving homes is really tedious.
Yeah.
There's a lot involved. We did a lot of trips, a lot of late evenings, a lot of McDonald's.
McDonald's.
We had McDonald's every day.
Bro, yeah, actually looking at like my Revolut thing, I spent like $400 on McDonald's this year.
I'm sure.
And most of that was literally in the
yes.
end when we're moving house for sure.
100%. There's no McDonald's near us
like,
here.
Guys, like if you go to McDonald's and like, for two people, like max is costing like 20 quid. 400 euros a lot.
Yeah. And I had some too.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? like McDonald's ate us up this year, because that was really tedious. But yeah, the whole like creative freedom that I got was like really, really nice and highlight, which I was able to then help my mom with, because she was moving homes, and that was just like super nice being able to do that. And I'm like, oh, I could be a house decorator or whatever.
Skills.
So yeah, that was my third moment.
And obviously, because we all know who cares about this podcast the most, me, it had to be just the podcast moves. That's what I had for my third, which is just like, not just like the podcast as a whole, like one, like the new setup, two, like being invited to not only the creator program and YouTube, but also like Instagram, like invited to their events. And just like, I don't know, like, I feel like legitimizing a little bit more of the efforts that we have put into this thing, you know, like two years of work, like honestly is not a joke, like, you know, like, and to have see like little flickers of like, yo, like, you know, the effort you're putting in is like showing, is like working out, like it feels sick, honestly, like being invited to these things and going show up to those places, like even though like it's like, oh yeah, it's not that big of a deal, but like, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. it's super cool, you know, like, yeah. and it feels honestly amazing. And to have you guys be way more interactive, like to see our numbers go up, obviously, and to see like people engaging more and like they're listening, like our listeners on Spotify and everywhere else has increased. It's not just been stagnant. Like you guys are actually listening to it and all that stuff. It's not just about the clips. It's super sick, honestly. And like, I'm really grateful for that. Honestly, I really appreciate all of you guys.
Yeah. No, that's definitely an honorable mention for me because I had an achievement category that I had to let go of. Yeah. And I was like, I'll just add it on the bottom of this one. And now that it doesn't matter, obviously, because it really was a huge like move.
Yeah.
Like, the podcast made a huge like progress this year. Like you've been seeing like over 100 people had us as the for like top of the list.
Yeah, exactly. That's sick.
That's amazing. Like it's just, I don't know, it just puts things in perspective of like, oh, actually people like are listening.
Yeah.
That was just crazy. Know, we were in the top 10 for 900 people, which yeah, is also exactly, crazy. Which is
insane. Like it's like people are actually listening to this podcast.
Yeah, so. No, it feels really crazy. And I'm obviously really grateful as well for you guys. So
thank love.
You. And on to the last category.
What we got?
I have top three purchases of the year.
Ooh, run through that list. I'm trying to hear.
What do you think my number one is?
I'm not looking at your list.
You're looking at my list.
I'm not looking at your list.
I'm going to get a privacy screen for my iPad. Privacy screen for my
iPad. Either like the house, maybe?
I didn't buy the house.
Like, I don't know, like you're involved in the process, so.
Yeah, I paid for stuff around the house.
But. Purchases.
No, that's crazy. What? We literally talked about it. Yeah.
What was it?
My Kindle.
You know, the Kindle's just part of you. I don't even deep it like
it's an extension of my
like, I don't even deep it like, you know, I feel like you had that Kindle for time now at this stage.
I've
like,
only had it for 6 months.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. Because she's always on it as well. Like.
Yeah.
So I guess the Kindle would be like number one because I've used this thing.
So I think it's like the reason it's on the top of my list is because obviously it's got me falling in love with reading again, which is great. It's mm-hmm. been great for my brain. I've been reading Wattpad books just because I haven't wanted to pay for books, but I was like, you know what, I need more like well-written books in the bottom, not by kids.
Yeah.
So I really really wanted a Kindle, whatever, and Farouk said, oh, like, you're not going to use it. And I'm like, no, like...
Because she has a streak, guys. She has a streak of not using things.
No, but I'm like, no, I love to read. It'd be crazy to not use it, you know? So,
Also, I said she could read on her phone.
Yeah, and I really wanted him to buy it, but he didn't. He made me buy it. So I guess it's like a, ha, I told you moment.
It is a ha, I told you
because I just love getting lost in that Kindle to the point that Farouk was like, you know, it's probably not good to... read that much.
I didn't say it's not a problem.
You did. You're like, you should probably stop being on that Kindle all the time.
I was like, yeah. You're like, you know, you have to do other things besides just
reading. You know, focus on your PS5 and shut up.
I don't even go on my PS5 as much as she goes on her Kindle, which is insane.
That's true.
Like, you know, I think a lot of people think I go on my PS5 a lot. I actually don't. Like,
really there, I think you have phases.
I have phases where, like, I'm into it, but then, like, after that, like, I'm done. Like, especially, like, most of the time, I'm just... I say for, like... Most of the year, I'm not really into it like that. You know, it's like little bits.
Depends on if there's a new game.
Yeah, exactly. Like if there's something I'm interested.
Also, like by the way, you were playing Spider-Man, you were
playing it. The iPad better be on that. I know you didn't buy it, but the iPad better be on that list.
It's not on that because it's my purchases. But I did want to say it as well because this has been like a huge change in my life. I told you
she was chasing out this iPad for so long, guys.
Tell me it hasn't helped. You can't say that because I'm so organized.
Okay.
And what's the next one? My next one is my nail kit. That has saved me a lot of money. I'm getting better. They're still on after a week. I'm getting more comfortable, you know, gluing them on, using them. Designing it, and I feel like I'm saving so much money. It's very time consuming. Like it's a whole day process. Like if it's not the whole day, you're only.
And this whole corner here turns into her laboratory, her whole little tech nail salon.
It's like you open up your sweatshop again.
Yeah, like literally the whole corner. Not even the whole table is covered in her stuff.
Yeah,
just everywhere. This whole corner is taken
for like 2 days,
like literally unusable. I have to break my back at the couch, working, you know, because she takes over this whole place. Like, goddamn.
Anyways, what do you think the third one should be?
I actually don't know now that you've said those two. Like,
that's what I was thinking too. This just came up as a random thing that I thought of, so I don't think it's that meaningful. But I put my Air Force Ones because Farouk's had Air Force Ones for time. Everyone around my mom has had Air Force Ones for time. Everyone's had Air Force Ones, but I was like, I don't want it. And then because I was wearing some dresses during summer, and I was like, I need a shoe that I can wear with these dresses that's not like sneakery, but not like dress up-y. I just need a nice shoe. And you were like, just get Air Force Ones. And I did. And I think they're really beautiful shoes.
That makes sense.
So I'm really happy.
I'm very good.
Do you have a last category?
No.
You don't?
I put my last... Actually, I was going to say something, but I was like, But like I decided that I put the time for us to just talk to you guys about gratefulness of the podcast.
Aww.
You know, because like obviously, because I was gonna say something about like I was gonna do music. You know, because I was just like, you know, I was like, man, I actually love music so much that it was actually kind of hard to do like a top three. Like it's just like, you know, like I just put artists and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I was just decided like, yo, you know what? I like the same way music has given me a lot every year, you guys have given me a lot.
What's a key moment for you in this podcast this year?
This year, was it this year that we were invited to the YouTube thing?
I think it was February.
It has to be that, honestly, for me, because I think being invited to the creator program, like the, and this isn't like the, you know, like the partnership, this is the creator like in like shorts. Just shorts thing, and it's super sick. I don't know, just the fact that like I know we post on it, like literally Nicola religiously every day posts on YouTube, schedules it, all stuff like that, and like the shorts, and I post the full videos on YouTube and so on and so forth, but like we only have a few like subscribers there, like not a few, a lot, like 2,000 is a lot, you know, but and like we have some good engagement, but like I was shocked. Like, I was honestly shocked when they, like, reached out to me, like, yo. I was like, whoa, for real? You know, like, it was really, I don't know, it was crazy to me.
Yeah.
You know? And it was definitely really a moment of, like, yo, this is sick. Like, this is sick, you know? So, honestly, I think it has to be that. I think that's really the top key moment for me this year.
Yeah.
In relation to the podcast.
I agree, actually. I think the YouTube shorts and invited to the Instagram creator meetup thing.
Yeah.
That was really good because we're not known in Ireland.
No.
Okay. Our audience, you know where you're from, a lot of American,
exactly.
A big American audience, New York specifically. And to be invited felt like being recognized in Ireland because obviously Instagram knows who the top creators are in the country, like who is generating views in this country, and they knew that it was us. They're like, you guys have hundreds of hours daily, thousands, you know, so it just felt really nice to be there and meet other creators. You know, we saw Victor there, Billy Kiss there, and it was just like really nice. It's like, oh, we're all on this in we're the same this boat together, like same it felt really grow. Nice so that was like super nice. I also liked that for the first half of the year, we had a lot of guests on. We had Fiona, Daniel, Lakin. We had a lot of people on, and it was like super, super nice.
And that's something we really wanted to do as well.
We really wanted to do more of, but the reason it's died down a lot is because the move of the house
was a lot.
It was a long process, first of all. We were like recording with like our house looking messed up in the back. Couldn't have people in, and then now we're living a little bit far.
Yeah, there's like things you have to consider. So like that's why, in case you're wondering, that's why like the kind of the guest episode. But like, you know, obviously for what we could do, we did it. Like we made sure we did it. And I want to say shout out to every single who showed up, and we honestly really appreciate you guys showing up. And like, honestly, like, I guess on a close off note, it's like, shout out to you guys. Like, all this would not be possible without you. I hope you guys have had a wonderful year. I hope your next year is going to be even better. I hope you're going to get the most out of everything you want. I wish the best for the Tay Time people. I wish the best for the team. You know, and I want to give you guys all a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, whatever it is, you know, and I hope all of you have a great time, honestly, in 2024, and we just kill it. We just keep growing. We all keep doing better and better and better and better.
Likewise, I hope we grow together. I hope you guys continue to send us really interesting stories for us to read and cover on the pod. And I hope you continue to support us. And we love and appreciate you all.
Yeah.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment.
And join us. Patreon. You're always gonna ship the Patreon.
Till next time.
See you guys. Peace.